really like that story. Kativo wasn't just happy about being able to see, he helped others see too.
And you can help your friends see Jesus too. Hi, I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad you're here. Come on in, let's get started. When Jesus was recruiting his disciples, he chose a young man named Philip. Philip was so excited about following Jesus that he went to get his friend Nathanael. Before long, they were both disciples of Jesus. Do you know someone from school or your neighborhood that needs to know Jesus the way you do? Why not pray and ask God to help you talk to your friend about him? You don't have to get preachy, just invite them to church or Bible club. That's exactly what our story is all about today. It's entitled, Let Them See. What's our story about tonight, Mom? Sage asked when the family had gathered for their nightly story, Bible reading, and prayer. It's a story about a blind man in Africa, Mom replied. He heard about a doctor who could operate on his eyes. Listen. She began to read. Katiba walked many miles. He needed a lot of help along the way, but at last he managed to reach the hospital. I'll do what I can to help you, the doctor told him. He did several tests and decided to operate on Katiba's eyes. After his surgery, Katiba had to wait many days for the bandages to be taken off. When the time to remove them finally came, Katiba waited nervously as the doctor unwrapped them from his head. Then, oh, I can see, Katiba exclaimed. I can see. Sage clapped her hands. All right. Mom nodded and continued reading. What do you think Katiba did next? Did he stay at home or enjoy his sight? No, he went around to all the villages and found other people who were blind. He led them on to the long walk to the hospital. These people need to see too, he told the doctor. Once again, the doctor did what he could to restore sight to many others. Mom smiled and closed the book. Good story, said Dad, and it has a good lesson for us. Who knows what it would be? No one spoke for a moment. I'll give you a hint. Just like the blind man brought others to the doctor for help, Christians should bring others to the great physician, and that's Jesus, Sage exclaimed. Right, said Dad. People who don't know him are spiritually blind, and they're even worse off than those who can't see with their physical eyes. Those of us who know Jesus have received spiritual sight, and we can help bring others to him so they can be healed of their spiritual blindness too. Let's all think of someone we might be able to bring to Jesus, Mom suggested. There's my friend Julie, Sage thought. She doesn't go to church, and I haven't done anything to bring her to Jesus. I'm going to tell her about him and see if she wants to come to church with me sometime. So how about you? Do you know the joy of bringing someone to Jesus? As you read today's scripture passage, did you notice that when Jesus called people to follow him, they brought others? Andrew brought Peter. Philip brought Nathanael. Who have you brought to Jesus? How can you reach out to others and help them see who he is so they can know his love and forgiveness like you do? Our key verse is John 1:42.
And Andrew brought Peter to Jesus.
And our key thought today, bring others to Jesus. I'd like to talk to Mom and Dad for a minute. If you're looking for new insights into loving your kids, Keys for Kids Ministries has a book for you. It's called The 5 Love Languages of Children. Dr. Chapman and Dr. Campbell help you find your child's love language and how you can love him or her more effectively. You can find it on our online store. Just go to keysforkids.net and click shop. As always, my name is Zach. Thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids. We'll catch you again tomorrow.